We're up to Simen Samechtes Din Pores Al Shema. Okay, what does that mean? So the Mishnah Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Beis tells us has a whole list of things that you need a minyan for. Ain Pores Al Shema, Ain Over Lifnei Teva, the Sias Kapayim, all sorts of things that you need a minyan. Right? You can't Chazas Hashatz. You need a minyan. Duchening, you need a minyan. Kriyas Torah, you need a minyan. So one of the things listed there is maybe the first or second, Ein Porcelain Al Shema. The question is, what does it mean, Ein Porcelain Al Shema? What does porcelain mean? And you, Ein Porcelain Al Shema without a minion. So the question, what is porcelain? So, okay, we're going to discuss Rashi's Mahalik, which is brought down both by the Mechaber and the Ramah. Happens to be, we're going to learn, this thing is very interesting. On the one hand, it's not relevant nowadays at all. On the other hand, it's actually relevant in every davening. We'll see what that means in a minute, or in a few minutes. So, the Aruch HaShulchan basically says that most of what we're going to learn now is not relevant, because he says that the minig is, even though the Mechaber and the Ramah go with Shitas Rashi in understanding the sugya, which I didn't tell you yet what that is, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is like Rambam and the Gaonim, and he says, any person al Shema, you need a minyan. It means if you want to be Yotze, the Birchas Kriya Shema, because you don't know how to daven, so you need a minyan. The Shiach Tziv is going to say the Birchas Kriya Shema, and you need a minyan for that, and then the person who doesn't know how to daven is going to listen, he's going to be Yotze with the Shliach Tziv. Okay, and therefore, if that's what it's talking about, it's really not relevant to us, because Baruch Hashem, we all know how to daven. If we don't know how to daven, we have a sitter. If we don't know how to read Hebrew, we have transliterated Siddurim. So, unless you're from, you know, I don't know, a country that doesn't have a transliterated sitter, you don't have a daven, basically it's not relevant to us. Okay, however, the Mechaber and the Ramah say it is relevant to us, and they go Shitas Rashi. What is Shitas Rashi? Rashi says like this, what does it mean, ain porsin? You have a minyan that comes to shul. What does it mean, a minyan comes? You have 10 people that daven b'yechidus. And they end up together in shul, after they all davened. So, they daven b'yechidus. So they missed out on everything that the tzibur does. A, they missed out on tefillah b'tzibur. They missed out on kaddish. They missed out on baruch. They missed out on kedusha, chazar ha'shatz, kriyas ha'torah, whatever it is. Okay. So, Porsin al Shema means that if these 10 people who each daven independently end up together, it doesn't have to be a shul, where they end up on a bus, whatever it is. So, one guy gets up, he'll say Kaddish, okay, because they haven't heard Kaddish. He'll say Barcho, they haven't heard Barcho. And then he will say the first bracha of the Birchas Kriya Shema, even though he said it already. And Rashi says, what does the word pores mean? It comes from a pras. Tochidechilas pras. Rashi says, lashon chatzi davar. It's like a half, a piece or a half. If it's understood as a half, it's half of the first two brachas of Kriya Shema, right? There's two brachas of Kriya Shema before Shema, you're going to say half of them, meaning one. If it means a piece, you're going to say a piece of Brachas Kriya Shema, the first bracha. Okay, now, so we understand why you're saying Kaddish. You haven't heard Kaddish. We understand why you say Baruch. You haven't heard Baruch. Why in the world would you get up and say the first Baruch of Kriya Shema? And how could you do that? You said that already. I can't just get up and daven again. Maybe Shmona Esrei I can. We'll learn. We get to Hilchos Tefillah, but Tefillah's Nedava, a Shema, it might just be Psukim. But I can't get up and say a bracha that I already said that I have no reason for me to say. So there's three opinions. Three Mahalik. One Mahalik is, we learned back in Simin Nun Tes, that there is an opinion, and this is actually the source, that within the first bracha of Kriya Shema is the Kedusha. Kedusha the Yotzer, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And there is an opinion in the Rishonim and in Halacha that you can't say that B'yechidus. And therefore you need to say the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema in order that everyone could be Yotzer with the Kedusha that is contained inside the first bracha of Kriya Shema that you didn't say. That's answer number one that the Beis Yosef brings down from the Ran.
Yeah, that's the first bracha only?
You only need the first bracha. The Kedusha is in the first bracha. Okay? Reb Shimon, we're learning the mission of Ein Porsin al Shema. Ella, Pachas Masar. You need a minyan. What does it mean, Porsin al Shema? So now we're working with Shitas Rashi. 2 10 people daven. Then they come in after they daven b'yechidus. They miss that and all sorts of goodies that are you receive at a minyan. They miss Kaddish, miss Baruch Hu. So they get, one person gets up, says Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the first Baruch Hu, Krishma. The question is, why is he first Baruch Hu, Krishma? He already said first Baruch Hu, Krishma. Why is he doing that? How is he allowed to do that? So answer number one, brought down by the Beis Yosef from the Ran, is that there's an opinion that you can't say the Kiddush of Yotzer without a minyan. And therefore, they missed out on the Kiddush of the Yotzer. That's in the first Baruch Hu, Shema. That's why it's to say first Baruch Hu, Shema. Answer number one. The Beis Yosef gives another answer. He says like this. When you say, Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMvarach, what are you saying? Baruch Hu, you're inviting everyone to say, to bless Hashem. So if you don't go on and say, so what is Baruch Hu? Baruch Hu is an introduction. Come, we're going to bless Hashem through the Berachos Krishma. So if you don't go on and start at least Berachos Krishma, so it looks Chas Hashem, like you're a koifer. You look like an apikaris. I'm inviting you to bench Hashem. No, thank you. Stop right there. Now, you're probably thinking, what do you mean? We do respond, Baruch Hashem HaMvarach Olam Ve'ed. Isn't that the response? So that is that's the big taina against this Mahalach Medes Yosef. The Darkei Moshe points it out. Others point it out. The Tosfos Yontif tries to answer it. But even though the Tosfos Yontif answers it, he doesn't answer the second part of that kasha. And that kasha, the second part, although... Basically, Darkei Moshe and others point out, by Kriyas HaTorah we do that, we say Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch Hu Ve'ed, and finish. Now, that's not 100% true. Because you do go on and say a bracha of Asher Baruch HaBanu. So, I don't know, Darkei Moshe doesn't, no one makes that, I didn't see anyone point it out. I don't remember who, the Darkei Moshe asked the Kasha and the Tosfos Yontif asked the Kasha. Yeah, they both asked the Kasha, no. From Birchas HaTorah, Darkei Moshe asks Akasha. Who else? I don't remember. The Tosfos Yontif doesn't ask from Birchas HaTorah, just as you're responding, and he says that response, he gives a different shot in that response. That's not the Baruch Hu. When you say Baruch Hu, that's not what you're expecting. You're expecting a real life bracha. So that's the Mahalach number two in the Beis Yosef. The Darkei Moshe, who rejects that, he says, you know what's going on over here? He says, basically, we say the Kedusha of Yotzer, Biachidus. So, we don't need the guy to get up and say the first Baruch HaShem. And you don't look like an apikoros. You're going on to say Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaMed, and that's good enough. So why is he going on to say the first bracha? Because we're dealing with somebody in the crowd who doesn't know how to daven. He doesn't know how to daven, so you need to be motzi to him in the Berachos Krishma.
That's
the first pshat, no? No, the first pshat is that you're missing out on the Kedusha. This third pshat.
No, when there's
another crash, no, Aruch HaShulchan? No. I didn't think of that. I don't know. But then I hope. So the Darkei Moshe says the Mahalach over here is that there's someone there who doesn't know how to daven, you're saying the first bracha of Krishma to be motzi him. The obvious problem with that is, if he doesn't know how to say the first bracha of Krishma, he shouldn't know how to say the second bracha or the third bracha either. Right. So he answers that kasha. It's complicated. He addresses it, he asks it, he gives some sort of teretz, ayin sham for homework. Okay. So these are the three Mahalchim, and why, according to Rashi, why you would say the first Baruch HaShem. Okay, so two of them are brought down by the Beis Yosef, the third one brought down by the Darkei Moshe, and therefore we're going to see Machlokes Mechaber Ramon. Because the Mechaber holds this is relevant, you have to say the first Baruch, otherwise you look like an apikoros. You don't want to bench Hashem. And the Darkei Moshe says, no, it's to be motzi the Eino Baki, and nowadays we're all Baki, and we all have Sidurim, and therefore the whole thing is not relevant.
Okay.
Hold on, we're not there yet. Okay, so let's start with the Mechaber. Now you have to remind me to go back and do the Mishnah Berurah has a big introduction here, which I think I must have missed the first time or two or three that I learned this, because there was no underlinings and it's a crucial Mishnah Berurah. You have to remind me to do it. Okay. So Samach Tes Aleph. Im yesh bnei adam she'ispalu kol echa bifnei atzmo biyochid. Everyone's having on their own. They daven b'yichidus. 10 guys daven b'yichidus. V'lo shamu, v'lo kaddish, v'lo kedusha. But they didn't daven b'yichidus. They did not daven b'tzibur, and therefore they missed out on kaddish, kedusha, v'chulei. Omer echad men v'omer kaddish, u'baruchu, u'bracha, rishona, yotze, or v'lo yoter, but not more than the first bracha. V'zenek raporeis al shema. That's called pores al shema. Rashom chaticha, prusa. A piece of the Berachos Krishma. the first bracha. She'ein omrim ela ksas mimena. We only say a little bit of the brachas Kriyat Shema, meaning we say the first bracha. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Gimel. Sifkatan Gimel says Yotze Or after Bizmanenu Kulam Bikin. Even though nowadays we all know how to daven, the Einzach LeBerachas Amavarech Shiotzim BaBracha. I don't need the Chazan to be motzi me with the bracha. The Kol Shigin Fimad Arya Mechaber Shekvar Birchul Kulam Kolachav Bnei Atzma, and everyone already daven. So for sure you don't need that. Mikamakom Shira LeMechaber the Omer Yotze Or Mishum Shlo Yihu Nirin Kekoyfin Chaz V'Shalom. You should not look like an apikoros. Shehu Omer Hem Sheivarchu the Ein Echavim Sheivarech. Like it's as if everyone's saying the first bracha because they're listening to the Shliach Tzibur. We're all saying it. No one looks like an apikoros, chas v'shalom. We're all listening. We're all mekayim the baruch. It is a little strange to invite everyone to make a bracha and you're the only one making the bracha and they're just listening. But we do have the same thing by Zimun. The real Zimun in the olden days is one is Mizamer, was signed Nivarech, and then one guy goes and says the bracha, and everyone's supposed to listen to Birkas Hamazon, which is what it used to be in the olden days. Fine. Now the Ramah says on this, Hagah, the Akshav, nowadays, Lo Nagu Lo Makar Birkas Yal Tzor. Right? We never heard of such a thing. That's why when you read this Rashi, and you learn the Mishnah over there in Megillah, it's just like, what's he talking about? So says, so the Mechaber is into it. You know, but says the Ramah, no. But actually, lo nagul lo makal berachas yotzor. Elo omrim kaddish u baruchu. Dehem onin acharav baruch Hashem v'chulei. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalet v'achshav Svirlan says the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah. Dekevan she'onin baruch Hashem ham baruch lam ve'ed. Sulo mechni kekofer. You don't look like an apikoros if you respond with baruch Hashem baruch lam ve'ed. That's good enough. Midi davi berachas haTorah, just like that berachas haTorah. Now, again, you could say, well, what do you mean? Because you also go and say a bracha. Oh, one person says it, so what? Maybe you know, have a mind to be yotze, just like over here. Okay. So, in terms of practice, okay, I don't have a mahalach for the Sfaradim exactly. I don't believe they actually do this, but I don't know. But let's work with the Ashkenazim. So the Poetz Lashma is Kaddish Baruch Hu, first bracha Berachas Kriyat Shema. First bracha Berachas Kriyat Shema is already out because we're the Ramah holds the whole mahalach is you're not a bucky, you don't have a daven, and we know how to daven. Oh, you look like an apikoros, you don't look like an apikoros. You respond to Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Ve'ed, and that's good enough. So we're left with Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Okay, which is already much less of an issue. Now let's go back to that the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah.
What is it called?
No, it exists as a concept the Rambam holds, but it's not relevant to us because we know how to daven. It's not relevant. It's for when people did not know how to daven, and it's not a takana kvua like Chazar Sashad. Even though everyone daven, we do it again. Whatever the mahalach is. Baruch and Kaddish. Baruch and Kaddish. Yes. Now look at the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, okay, which appears on the previous page on the bottom of what looks like Samach Tes. It says Samach Tes, and it goes right. In your Prisa Shema, Makomos, Makomos Yesh. The different places do this Prisa Shema differently. Yesh Makomos Shinogin Sheporsin Al Shema. There are places that are Poris Al Shema. Now listen to the definition of the Mishnah Berurah. Prisa Shema Nikra Amiros Habarchu Sheanu Omrim. So he basically got rid of the Kaddish also. It's just Baruch. Let's see. Bishvil hamisacher in love of the base like Knesset acher gmar siyum tefilas yud shmona esrei belachash. Basically, a guy walks in after by the silent shmona esrei after shmona esrei. So at that point, before chazar sashat, they would do this poris al shema. The yesh mekomo shino again she poris sashat al shema bishvil hamisacher acher kaddish baser. Other people wait till after the final kaddish. Now, this I don't really understand. I don't have a clarity in Kaddish, but if the guy comes in and hears the Kaddish Basra, so why does he have to now say the Chatzi Kaddish? Like, Chatzi Kaddish not included in Kaddish Basra? I don't know. Yeah, but that's not what we're dealing with. We're not trying to put together seven Kaddishim a day. I don't think we're trying to fill in the missing Kaddishes. Because we're missing two. We're not, no one talks about saying two. Okay. I am the concept of Kutam Gimel, but Beis Yosef. The Muchach, the Minhagim Hu, the Afim Ira Shalom Ba'adon the Beis HaKnesses, Achar Baruch Hu. So the whole concept of the Baruch Hu after davening. Okay, so basically three approaches that I've seen. In America, there's no such thing. One brave guy who comes in late, Mrs. Baruch Hu, he'll get up and say Baruch Hu. But it does, it's, aside from that, it doesn't exist. Correct? You know, right? There's no Baruch Hu after davening in America. Not by Shachas and not by Marif. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Nusach Sfar, the Chassidim say Baruch Hu after every Shachas and Marif, even if it's, you know, Sheni v'Chamishi, even the Kriyas HaTorah, even if everyone heard it four times, they say it again. So that I found, that is the Kaf HaChaim brings that down from the Takonas HaArizal. Lomar tami b'shachris v'arvis baruchu acharat tefila. Okay, and then there's Nusach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, which will say baruchu at the end of every Marav, and shachris when there was not Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so now let's see how the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. So it brings that for the Beis Yosef and Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Muchach, the Minhagim Hu, the Afim Ira Shelo Ba'adon the Beis HaKnesses Achar Baruch Hu. So really, the point is someone missed Baruch Hu. So like, you gotta wonder. Okay, so that meaning by us it makes sense. I mean, over there by the Chassidim, so they have a Takana from the Ari. So you always say Baruch Hu, always say Baruch Hu. It's not for the guy who came late. It's just that's the Nusach HaTfila Api the Arizal. Fine, let's say that's a different story. But for us, we only say Kaddish, we only say Baruch Hu after davening, which is a good chance that someone missed Baruch Hu. But a Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah was 5 minutes ago, we just had three Baruch Hus. Even if you, right? So. That's what I understand. The Muchach, the Minhagim Hu, the Afim Ira Shalom Ba'adon the Beis HaKnesses Achar Baruch Hu. Even if it happened that no one came late, Afa Pichin Eim and Dakti Kim Kach, we're not so Machbid, and we say, you know, Mistalas don't came late. Oh, let's say it's a small, 10 people, Minyan, Mitzumsam, we know no one came late, we still say it. Levad Mishabas is Yom Tovim. On Shabbos and Yantiv, there we don't say it. Kiddis Hashem. When we come up, Eim Levatom Minhagim the Beis HaKnesses, Mitnei HaMachlokas. But if there's a minute to always say it, so say it, and don't cause trouble, it's not such a big deal. If it's not going to cause a machlokas, yesh linok shelo yomar hashatz baruchu, el im kim bo echad acha baruchu velo shema klal ba'osa yom. He did not hear baruchu. Okay, now skip down 5 lines. Aval, entirety of the griyus. So this is the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah. I never heard of this. I must have missed it, because when you learn, you see the aleph and you start from aleph, and this is before aleph. So it's like this. Entirety of the griusa, if you have two negatives, what are the two negatives? Dainu. Shekvar shama baruchu. If everybody heard baruchu, oh, sheshama meha olim batora, shama baruchu. It doesn't matter which baruchu you heard. It doesn't matter if it's baruchu, the real, the regular baruchu, the baruchu in Kriyas HaTorah, it doesn't matter. Vegam hu ata eina omed kodim yotze or. And he himself is not about to start davening brachos Kriyas Shema. Eino yachol od lifros al shema velo mar baruchu. Who? Oh, Acher Bishvilo. Means you're only allowed to say this Baruch Hu. Meaning we think like, well, what's the big deal? Just get up on a bus and say Baruch Hu. It doesn't work like that. You can say Baruch Hu if you or someone else on the Tzibur did not hear any Baruch Hu that day. Or, even if you did hear Baruch Hu, if you're holding before Birchas Kriyas Shema, so then you could say, you have a right to say Baruch Hu at that point. But if you're not standing before Birchas Kriyas Shema, you're not usually standing before Birchas Kriyas Shema at the end of davening, and everybody hear Baruch Hu because they just said Kriyas HaTorah, so then you would not be allowed to say Baruch Hu. Now this is, you know, going with Nesuch Ashkenaz. Again, Nesuch HaRi, they have their own Baruch Hu afterwards. Okay, so that's the Nesuch HaTfila over there. So he's mocking on what? Oh, no Baruch Hu. Right, so that's what you just saw. Shabbos and Yontif, no Baruch Hu. Now, what we're talking about up to now really is only Shachris. Not really Marav. We're going to get to Marav soon. This is really a din in Shachris. A Marav is I know 2 minutes. Let's look at continue in the Ramah. Yesh Armish, a person be Kriyas Shema shall arvis kemo b'Shachris. Okay, up to now we're talking about Shachris. And some say the Maariv is like Shachris. V'lo nagu kein. Why? Mishum deleke kaddish kodem baruch hu shel arvis. So, meaning, really it's three. It's kaddish, baruch hu, berachos krishma. The first berachos krishma, the Ramon knocked off. So we're left with kaddish and baruch hu. Now the Mishabura seems to knock off that, the Mishabura knocked off the kaddish. He defines krishma, amir is a baruch hu. He knocked off the kaddish. I don't know what he did with that. But the Ramah says, like, wait a second. In the morning, you say Yishtabach, kaddish, baruch hu, berachos krei shema. You missed out on the kaddish and the baruch hu. You have kaddish and baruch hu. That's priest of shema after davening. Now, it could be, I don't know, we got rid of it because we have all we have five kaddishes after davening. Right, every kapitel, Shir Shal Yom, David Hashem, Kabbal Hashem, whatever you're saying, the rabbi speaks, boom, another Kaddish. So maybe that's where we don't need the Kaddish, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. So what happened to Maariv? So, but by Maariv, by Nusach Ashkenaz, there is no Kaddish before Baruch Hu. And he says even Nusach Svar, the Mishabura explains, that does have a Kaddish, that's a Minig Ba'alma, and there's no reason to make that up. So says Ramah, Yeshom, Mishab Parson, Mikriyash, Mashal, Arvis, Kimab, Shachris, Velo, Nagu, Kain. Why not? Mishab, Dilak, a Kaddish, Kodan, Baruch, Shal, Arvis. That's not so important, and therefore, Mishab, Siv, Kodan, Zayin, Mishab, Baruch, Lechude, Lo, Kapdin, and Kokach. If it's just for the Baruch, so we're not so Makbid. So, it sounds like the whole thing just fell by the wayside. Because we don't do the Kaddish, and he defines the whole Pris Shema as just a baruch. So there's some holes in the sugya that I have not ironed out. Hello, the Alpha guy that mixes makomos and gives him psukim and kaddish kodem baruch hu ba'arvis zel rak minig ba'alma. Right, nusach svar that says some psukim and shemalos, whatever it is. No katina by kaddish, mashenkin kaddish achar yishtabach shachris shu minig kadmonim kaptina tvei. But I don't know what happened to that kaddish. Mishnah Berurah sort of said, you know. I don't know. It sort of fell by the wayside. Now, in Sivka, we skip Sivka and Beis. The Mechaber says, say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hu Rishona. That Kaddish, Mishabur says, we have to say some Sukkim because we already learned in that Nandalim. You can't just get up and say Kaddish. You have to have some Sukkim to say the Kaddish on.
The only thing we have is
Baruch. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Priest Shema Nikra Amir is a Baruch She'anu Omen. That's what's left. That's what's left by us. What?
What about these?
No, that's the Mara. That's how the Nusach Svar starts Mara, I think.
No, but here in Sivkot and Beis, we just read. Sivkot. Before you say
Kaddish. Right, we don't do the Kaddish, so we don't need the Psukim. Right, what happened to the Kaddish? Unless we assume that someone heard the Kaddish. We don't just have a Kaddish this God, but we have a Kaddish every step of the way. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week. Bezrat Hashem.